This isn't a supernatural encounter. However, it really scared the hell out of me and my girlfriend at the time. We were out hiking at Yosemite National Park when we noticed this man, probably in his late 50s or early 60s. He was following us from behind. We were about 2 miles from the trailhead when we first noticed him. And we really didn't think anything of it, just that he was probably going in the same direction as us. But he started acting weird and like saying things under his breath, which I couldn't really make out, but it just didn't seem right. As we're heading back to the parking lot, this man starts saying, "Hey, pretty lady," to my girlfriend. He was about 50 yards behind me at the time. It was very odd, but we just decided to ignore him and keep on walking. But this is when he started getting closer to us, and things started getting really weird. He started asking my girlfriend if she wanted to hang out with him in the woods. I immediately became protective over her and told him that we were happily married and not interested in whatever he was offering. Then he replied saying that he wasn't talking to me. I told him that he needed to leave us alone and mind your own business, which only made him more angry at this point. He kept coming towards us, and then that's when he pulled out this massive buck knife about 12 inches long. He started waving it around saying that he was going to cut us up if we didn't leave him alone, which is crazy because he was the one that was bothering us. My girlfriend and I started running back to the car. Thankfully, this man wasn't in good shape because we quickly outran him. I called 911 and reported the man. I don't know if the police ever arrested him, but we drove off as soon as we got to the car. This happened while I was at Yosemite National Park in California. I was there with my family for a week in August of 2019. We went hiking to Upper Yosemite Falls on August 10th, and it was a gorgeous day. It was about 80 degrees and sunny, but the trail was pretty steep, so we were all pretty winded by the time we got to the waterfall. We hung out there for a while, taking pictures and enjoying the view. While we were at the top, I noticed a smell that reminded me of a wet dog mixed with garbage, but it wasn't super strong. It seemed like it was coming from below us on the trail, but I couldn't tell exactly where it was coming from because of the wind. After hanging out at the upper falls for about an hour, we decided to head back down since everyone needed some water and we were going to get some lunch afterwards. About halfway down, maybe two-thirds of the way down, I started getting this really bad feeling like someone or something was watching us from behind. I looked over my shoulder and saw nothing but trees. It was a really dense forest, so there were plenty of places for something to hide. We got close to the car and I told my family what I was feeling. We continued on the trail back to the parking lot and I was scanning the forest for any movement. We're about a half a mile away from the parking lot when I saw this figure moving through the trees about 30 or 40 yards ahead of us. It looked like it had long hair or fur hanging from its body, and it seemed to be hunched over as it moved through the trees. I thought maybe it was a bear, but it didn't seem quite big enough for that. I'm 6'4", and this thing looked a lot bigger than me. I kept watching after a minute or two, and whatever it was stopped moving and stood completely still in one spot. It blended in with the trees so well that you really couldn't tell where one ended and another began. After standing still for a few seconds, we heard something that sounded like branches breaking off in the distance behind us. I'm convinced that I saw Sasquatch that day. Thank goodness it wasn't a close encounter. This happened when I was camping with my brother-in-law in Wyoming. We had been elk hunting, and we were getting ready to head back to our camp. It was about 4 p.m., and the sun was still pretty high in the sky, and we were walking down a draw toward our camp. We had just passed a small pond when I noticed some movement in the trees ahead of us. At first, I thought it was my brother-in-law, because he walked about 30 yards ahead of me, but then I realized that this thing was much larger than him. I stopped and watched as this large figure moved from tree to tree until it reached a small clearing where I could see it clearly. It stood there for a moment looking towards my brother-in-law, who was now out of sight around another hillside. Then it turned its head and looked directly at me with these eyes that seemed to glow yellow. I froze. Not sure what to do as this thing stared at me with an expression on its face that seemed almost curious but also angry at the same time. It stood there for maybe 5 seconds, then suddenly turned and ran away from me through the trees back in the direction where it came from, moving faster than anything I've ever seen before. I started running after my brother-in-law, yelling for him to stop, but he couldn't hear me. When I finally caught up with him, I explained what had happened, and we both headed back towards that area. We didn't find anything unusual except for some broken branches on some trees, but that could be chalked up to an elk or a deer passing earlier that day. We never saw it again the rest of the time there, and we ended up leaving the next day. I've never seen anything like this creature before or since, but it scared me enough that I'll never forget it. It was much taller than a man, maybe 7 feet tall or more, and very muscular with this dark brown hair all over its body, except for its face, which seemed to be a little bit lighter in color. It also had this strange gait, as if it was walking on its toes instead of flat-footed. I didn't see any horns, but did notice that its arms were longer than normal and that it had these long fingers with claws on them, although they didn't look like claws on a bear. The most striking thing about it was its eyes, which seemed to glow yellow when it looked at me.
I got to be part of a hiking expedition that occurred out in the Rockies. And in one very swift moment, I had gotten turned around and separated from the other hikers. This is a hiker's worst nightmare, and I was very inexperienced at the time. I found myself in a landscape that was incongruous with what I knew about the Rocky Mountains. The ground turned coarse and full of rubble. Plants seemed practically non-existent, and a thick mist was rising and cutting me off from getting my bearings. Worst yet, I couldn't hear the group at all. Several times I tried screaming at the top of my lungs just to see if I could get anybody to answer me, and there was nothing. Nothing but the faintest sound around me. In fact, sometimes it seemed like nature itself was silent, shushing me to stay silent with it. The first sign that things weren't right was an article of clothing that I found. I came across a pink denim cap of one of the people that had been hiking in my group. I didn't remember the girl's name, but I distinctly remember that faded pink cap for some reason. I'm one of those people that can remember far more details than I can a person's name, but that's just how it is. I picked that up with the intention of eventually returning it to her. I dared to take the sight of the hat as a sign of hope. Perhaps I was near them after all, but how could she have dropped the hat and not realized? It really didn't make sense. But the hope was short-lived when I came across a backpack that had also belonged to someone in my group, but I couldn't place who it was. It wasn't the girl. I continued through the thickening fog with the distinct feeling that I was just going in circles. My rations and supplies were very limited, and if this continued, I would have no choice but to perish out here all alone. I came across another possession of one of my trek mates, and this time there was a new level of bad news. It was a bandana that I remembered seeing on one of the guys with spiked hair. It was stained with something dark and red, and I knew what it was. I just didn't want to admit it. I couldn't fathom my brain going there. It was at that point that I began to feel panic stalking me from a distance. My first thought was that robbers had come upon my group, or maybe not robbers, but modern-day bandits. I don't know. Something had clearly happened to them. I hadn't heard any noises that would suggest a big bear or big cat attack. No screaming, no crying, nothing. I even looked in the dirt, and there didn't seem to be any signs of a struggle. It's as if the clothing had just fallen. So I quickened my pace, with visibility reducing by the minute, and the things I could see were things that I didn't want to. I came across a pair of shattered glasses that were all too familiar. I'm sure they were the pair worn by the Asian girl in my group. and then there was a torn sports bra that was also blood-stained. One article after another that I could recognize as being from my group emerged out of the fog as I pressed onward, and my own sanity was beginning to teeter, so I broke into a light jog even though the ground and the visibility was treacherous. The path began to lower, with the usual rocky ground rising up on either side of me, and then just like that, the trail went into a small cave. Small enough that if I wanted to get inside, I would have to stoop down. Something inside me wanted to turn and run, but my conscience and curiosity overrode my primal caution, so I struck up my lighter and reached into the cave. What came next, I remember only in particles, because my mind evidently was closer to breaking than I'd realized at the time. The halo of the flame showed nothing but rock at first, but then a pair of eyes had turned to me from somewhere at the edge of the light's influence, and then another, and then more. And then the light showed me towering, furry bodies that were hunched at the back as if they were all used to a life of crouching and hiding. I hate to tell you this part because it's going to sound like I'm crazy, but I can only tell you exactly what I remembered. And what they resembled were werewolves. That's the worst word to use with the complete overexposure that this has gotten, but honestly, there is no other word to describe the animal that I saw. Their teeth extended well past their lips, and I can tell you they had long ears that looked like horns almost. Their mouths were busy chewing and gnashing at something, and I could hear the sounds of ripping and tearing. It was meat. They were eating on something I didn't see. I immediately worked my way out, and they didn't give chase. I'll never know why. Maybe there's a reason they didn't get to me, but I'll never know. After climbing my way out, luckily I eventually found a trail, even though I was completely and utterly traumatized. I ended up contacting authorities, and they did a very thorough investigation and did a search of the area, but only uncovered nothing, which is surprising. I told them all about the bloody clothes and all the belongings that they had left behind, that we were attacked by large unknown predators. They didn't really seem to take my story seriously. In fact, I was even a suspect in a potential murder since they disappeared. But nothing they found was conclusive. I even told them there was a cave where these beasts lived. I understand this story is sounding more and more crazy as I go on, but this is my experience and I have to live with it forever, for the rest of my life. I don't get to just shut it off. And then, of course, after all of that, I have the trauma of dealing with being a potential suspect of their disappearance, which didn't result in anything because, like I said, they couldn't find anything conclusive that led me. Anyway, they're all gone now. This was almost 9 years ago, and I still live with the pain, and I've only told a handful of people in hopes that somebody can give me reassurance that things will be okay, and that I'll be able to get through all of this. I've been ordered not to share this story since it involves law enforcement, and also because nobody would ever believe it. So I know I'm butchering my credibility by not telling you where I'm from or where this took place, but that's okay. I feel like the exposure of this story is more important than anything else, so I'm okay with keeping things anonymous. I was off duty and driving through a residential neighborhood because, why not? Things happen in broad daylight in places that could easily be next door. So I made a pass through your average suburbia. There was only 3-story houses that seemed to have a cul-de-sac all to itself, and no sooner had I turned past it, I heard gunshots and screaming. I mentally patted myself on the back for deciding to turn through here, and I got out and charged the door with my service pistol drawn. I crashed through the front door and yelled that the police were on the premises. The house had no answer. This bothered me. Things don't just go from 0 to 100 and then right back to 0. I did a full sweep of the lower level of the house, all the while calling out warning signs to any perpetrators. The ground level was empty. I went up the first flight of stairs I could find, and there was a swath of blood all along the white carpet that led from one room to another. I picked a direction and followed. My choice brought me to where things had started. A bedroom where there was apparent bullet holes in the wall, with blood spattering. So somebody had landed their rounds. Also, a bed that was not only bathed in blood, but shredded up in ways that shouldn't have been possible. I sized it up as somebody that had fired shots in self-defense, but their attacker wasn't stopped. And they must have had a machete or something, because the level of violence displayed on this bed was ridiculous. This wasn't just a war, this was a massacre. Something heinous happened. So I continued to follow the trail of blood in the opposite direction, and it led to a very strange oddity, a closed-up stairwell that went to the basement below. I wouldn't have found it on the ground floor, it was only accessible from the basement and the second story. I'd never heard of a house having this or ever seen any sort of construction like this before, but I digress. The trail of blood went down the carpeted steps down into the basement where the lights were off. So I gripped my gun tightly and slowly made my descent. I steeled myself and proceeded, changing my tactics to be quiet. Anybody that makes this big of a mess had to have been a serial killer, so I shouldn't take my chances. Of course, what are the chances that this would all happen when I was off duty? And I just got to be a part of it. The basement looked to be mostly a man cave, and down there I saw signs of another struggle when I flicked the lights on. Well, they didn't stay on for very long. I heard a flick from somewhere else and they went off. I tried the same light switch and the lights came back on, and again, they went off. I yelled that I knew they were down there and they needed to stop playing games. What happened next was so fast that to this day I still doubt my own memory. It was too bizarre, too strange. I flicked the lights on for the third time and charged my way into the basement as silently as possible, keeping my weapon drawn and ready. I wanted to catch where the sound of the other switch was coming from, and I found it. I honed in on it. I produced my tactical light and told whoever was in there, in the cone of light, to freeze. Clutching a bloody and mutilated body was simply a monster, straight out of the nightmares of anybody. It was a wolf with long legs and long arms, and blood-matted fur all around its face. But this wasn't just a wolf. It was standing upright like a man. It even had the body and length of a man, and the chest and arms and shoulders. This was basically a bodybuilder covered in thick matted fur with an extremely large head of a wolf. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This was like out of a horror movie. It stood so tall that the ceiling forced it to hunch over. I emptied my entire magazine into it. It dropped the body and almost danced around the room, swatting at the bullets like they were flies. Even though I knew I hit the thing, somehow I lost sight of it in the darkness and it escaped the cone of light from my tactical light. I had no idea where it had gone, and it was gone. I did a double check of the rooms. Every nook and cranny was scoured through and covered, but I never saw any trace of it or where it could have gone. I even checked back upstairs, even though it would have been impossible to get up there without me knowing. I never found it. I had the coroner show up and they took the bodies away. The thing had killed 4 people inside the house and was taking them down into the basement. I waited for the story to drop, but it never did. When I asked about it, I was told that I should keep my mouth shut if I wanted to keep my job and not be persecuted, among other heinous things. I'm sorry, but I have to tell somebody. This case was kept very, very quiet, and in fact, even the family was told by other family members that these people died under mysterious circumstances. Not even so much as an animal attack. It was unusual. I believe the higher-ups knew something that I didn't, because when I tried to explain to them what I saw, I was quickly dismissed and threatened with lots of horrible things. That's my story.